The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 25, Babel. While waiting for the next walk with the teacher, we prepared questions that we would like to ask. I had been thinking about our reports since the last time I saw him. How little we remembered, how little we took in. The teacher told us all the same words, but we understood them completely differently. Is this what the myth of the Tower of Babel says? I heard this myth as a child, but then it was something like a fairy tale for me. And only now I began to guess how deep and multifaceted its meaning was. But did I understand it right? Was there a different meaning? And so, when we again had the opportunity to listen to the wisdom of the teacher during a walk in the mountains of Sochi, I decided to ask a question that concerned me. What the myth of the Tower of Babel meant in the Bible. Genesis chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had bricks instead of stones, and earth tar instead of lime. And they said, "Let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man built. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined doing. Let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth.
Maybe this is the personification of technological progress?
I asked as we took a dip in an icy mountain stream and stopped for a rest on a gentle slope covered with pink rhododendrons. "This is not the case," replied the teacher. "This one, like other myths, shows our inner world, our evolution. The myth begins with the fact that people from the east, that is, the spiritual world, went down to the valley of the earthly world."
"How to understand this correctly?" I asked.
"Here it tells us about the incarnation of the spirit in the body of a person who descended from God." The teacher replied to my question and immediately continued. "And then people decided to build a city and a tower to make a name for themselves.
That is, they began to have a false identity. And the tower is a ziggurat, that is, an ancient temple. But they began to build it not from natural materials, stone, lime, but from artificial, baked bricks. This city and temple represent the inner world of man, in which man has decided to develop, grow, and again reach the spiritual world from which he was incarnated. And the gods saw this and decided to stop him.
The gods? I was surprised. The sage explained,
"You should know that the Bible does not speak of one absolute God at all. It refers to different gods. Even there are several names of God: Elohim, Jehovah, Yahweh, Sabo, and so on. For example, in chapter 6 of the book of Genesis, it is said that the sons of God went to the daughters of men, and they gave birth to giants from them. This is a speech about extraterrestrials who were engaged in human selection." The teacher quoted the book of Genesis, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, of all which they chose. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel is opposed to the gods of other kinds of people. This is not the absolute, which, on the contrary, unites all people and tribes, but the spirit of the Jewish egregor, which opposes other people, which is hostile to them. Christ's words, 'You are gods, and therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect,' refers to the spark of God, a part of the absolute God that exists in every living being, since neither the body nor the false personality can be as perfect as the heavenly Father, that is, the absolute. And only a part of him can be as perfect as he is when it throws off all the shackles."
"Tell me, teacher, and who is Satan?" asked Aliona, who had been listening intently to the sage's answer, trying not to miss a word.
"The book of Job says that there was a meeting of God with the sons of God, and among them was Satan. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. This is about the gods of the solar system, that is, about the sun and planets. And Satan is Saturn, which, as we know from astrology, creates problems and difficulties for man. The book of Job says that aspects of the planets give both good and evil, and that man must use these difficult situations to grow through difficulties." The teacher explained, Behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed for him his way? Or who can say, you have done wrong? Remember to extol his work, of which men have sung. All mankind has looked on it. Man beholds it from afar. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. The number of his years is unsearchable. Beside the sage, time passed very quickly, and we did not notice how the sun's disk began to decline. The teacher sat down on a rock that had a wonderful view of Sugar Mountain and Mountain Amuko. The light orange tints in the sky gradually faded into soft pink tones, and gradually the mountains were plunged into a magical lilac haze. We all turned our eyes to the scene before us without speaking. Sunset in the mountains is an amazing representation of nature that does not leave anyone indifferent. Each sunset is unique and beautiful in its own way. You cannot get used to this. Every time you feel one with nature, you want to sing at the top of your voice, to merge in a single dance with our entire planet, with the entire universe. Gradually, here and there in the sky, the first stars began to light up, directing their fascinating cold light towards us. That is what drives our lives. The teacher pointed to the stars. Among them, Jupiter was especially bright. They are the same gods that are spoken of in the myth of the Tower of Babel. They are the ones that prevent the improvement of man, who keep society at a certain level, feeding on its emanations, sexual energy, anger, fear, and so on. But suppose a person separates from the false personality given to them by society and builds their ziggurat, the temple of their heart, based on their essence and not a false personality. In that case, they will reach the sky. And when people began to speak different languages, they no longer understood each other and stopped building the city and the tower. What does it all mean? I asked. The point is that at the level of a false personality, everyone starts speaking in different languages. That is, putting their meaning in the same words, speaking in the same, say, Russian language, replied the sage. Let us say that everyone understands something different by the word love. One talks about the eternal love between a man and a woman. The other speaks about the love for candy. The third about sympathy. A fourth about sex. A fifth about affection for children, and so on and so forth. And because everyone puts their own meaning in the same word, people do not understand each other. Let us say that every religion leads a person to God. But instead of understanding this and combining all religions to create a more complete and extensive teaching with a large number of spiritual practices and methods of development, people begin to prove that only their religion is true and all others are false. This misconception is fueled by the priests, who use it to take power over their flock. And then it leads to crusades, jihad, inquisition, and anti-cult movements. And being in such ignorance, which generates anger, limitations, and narrow-mindedness. People cannot build a sky-high tower, that is, they are not capable of development.
Then what should be done? Asked Serena.
It is necessary to rely on the essence. Inside a person, there is everything that is needed to determine what is true and what is not.
This is the conscience, consciousness, kindness of heart, love, compassion. It is only necessary to separate from social insanity, not to succumb to propaganda and advertising. The influence of television and the internet.
Instead, trust your experience, your heart, and your common sense. Then, the sky will be easy to reach.
The master said, thoughtfully, looking at the Milky Way. The teacher's wisdom was very simple. It would seem there was nothing difficult to trust your experience and heart. But the false personality is so deeply rooted in our consciousness that behind the artificial values and lies, it is so difficult to feel the soul's movements, to hear the heart's voice. I remembered it perfectly from my previous life. For example, even when I was beginning to understand that the university would not teach me anything useful, I still entered and went to useless classes, just because it was a normal thing to do. It was considered right.
How do gods of the planets interfere with us?
Aliona asked, listening carefully to the sage. This happens when the bad aspects of the planets arise, and a person has external or internal difficulties, obstacles, and restraints, replied the sage. It is even worse when the aspects are good, when everything is very good, and the person relaxes, begins to be lazy, or they are distracted by a partner they suddenly meet, or money they suddenly start to have, and they begin to go in the other direction. Only the teacher will help them to notice all this and not go astray. And people can very quickly deceive themselves and begin to degrade.
There was silence. Everyone was delighted with the teacher's great wisdom, since no one could even imagine such a deep answer to this question. Every phrase of his now was filled with a special sacred meaning, which would have been impossible to understand without the sage's explanations. Now I had a feeling of extreme clarity, of being in touch with the truth. This deep feeling filled the soul with peace and light. At dusk, beneath the moonlight, we went back to the house, thinking about the knowledge we had received.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.